cannot look at the psyche and want to view it with just one lens. In this intersection of spirituality, philosophy, and psychology, we find a rich tapestry of perspectives on the nature of the psyche.
Good day, beloveds. How do you do? Welcome to Talks from the Heart with Mindy, brought to you by Agatha Wellness Coaching, a place where being begins at root. I am Mindy, a spirituality teacher and transformational relationship coach, as well as founder of Agatha Wellness Coaching, and I'll be journeying with you talking heart to heart.
Welcome once again, beloveds. I'm your host, Mindy, still journeying with you, talking heart to heart. In our last episode, The Whole Human Explored, we discussed the multidimensional nature of our humanity. In today's episode, we will continue our exploration of our multidimensionality with a special focus on the psyche or soul of a human being. As we are delving into this fascinating topic that bridges the realms of spirituality, philosophy, and psychology, I hope you are ready with your favorite beverage, seated comfortably, as we are going to journey talking heart to heart. The human psyche, as you know, is a vast landscape. It is often likened to an iceberg. What we see on surface as merely a fraction of what lies beneath. We're not just flesh and bones, you know, we are more than that. We are beings of profound depth and complexity. Our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and experiences shape the very essence of our existence. At the very core of this exploration is the interplay between spirituality, philosophy, and psychology. While these fields seem distinct, they are deeply intertwined in understanding the human psyche. Spirituality and philosophy invites us to ponder the existential questions of life, seeking meaning beyond the material realm. It delves into the realms of consciousness, transcendence, reflection, and interconnectedness. On the other hand, psychology provides us with framework to study the mind, behavior, and mental processes. It offers us insights to our cognitive functioning, emotional well-being, and the mechanisms behind our thoughts and actions. Together, spirituality, philosophy, and psychology are complementary perspectives enriching our understanding of the human psyche. What is the psyche? What is the psyche, you may ask? The term psyche originates from the Greek word psyche, which means soul or spirit. But by the turn of the 20th century, the term became widely used in modern psychology, and it is generally used to refer to the mind, the mental processes, and inner life of a person. So we all know that the study of the human psyche is central to the field of psychology, which seeks to understand and explain human behavior and mental processes, right? So that's why we see this term being widely used in reference to the mind of a being. Mind, mental processes, and inner life of a being, right? Again, the term psyche is one that encompasses the entirety of the human mind. It is often referred to as the seat of consciousness, embodying the essence of our being, encompassing thoughts, emotions, desires, experiences, and perceptions. But beyond surface level understanding, the psyche delves into the intricate layers of our consciousness, reaching into realms that are both tangible and intangible. Now, for us to better understand the human psyche, the nature of the human psyche, we are required to employ a multidimensional approach that integrates insights from spirituality, philosophy, and psychology. See, spirituality delves into the transcendent aspect of human existence, whilst philosophy seeks to unravel the fundamental questions of being, and psychology, on the other hand, is seeking to decipher the workings of the mind. So these three spheres, though distinct as they may be, they are somewhat complementary to each other's functions and are all needed in our understanding and learning of the human psyche. So I am going now to just gloss over the employment of the dimensions, the psychology realm, the spiritual realm, and philosophy realm. But I'm not going to dwell there. I'm just going to be as brief as I possibly can, because we need to move on to the real reason why we are doing Talks from the Heart. And this may be our last, or maybe an episode before the last one where we're breaking down the concepts. But again, we are just going to quickly move on. And now I am talking psychology and the human psyche. We are not going to, again, delve deep. We are just going to gloss over the human psyche in psychology, or psychology and the human psyche. Now remember, psychology is a scientific discipline employing empirical methods to study the human psyche, focusing on cognitive, emotional, and behavioral processes, whether be it from the psychoanalytical theories of Sigmund Freud, collective unconscious theories of Carl Jung, to the humanistic psychology of Carl Rogers. Various schools of thought have contributed to our understanding of the human psyche. Contemporary approaches such as cognitive psychology, neuroscience, and positive psychology offer insights that expand our understanding of the psyche, with topics ranging from perception and memory to happiness and well-being. Psychology has come a long way. Moreover, the field of depth psychology explores the unconscious dimensions of the psyche, uncovering motives, conflicts, and symbols that shape our thoughts and behavior. Once again, in the realm of psychology, the psyche is often studied through the lens of behavior, cognition, and emotions. It is the seat of our conscious and unconscious mind, shaping the way we perceive the world and interact with it. Again, it could be from Freud's theories of ID, ego, and superego, to Jung's exploration of the collective unconscious. Many of the great psychologists have long sought to unravel the mysteries of the human psyche, and we still are at work with that to this very day. Right. So key components of human psyche as understood by psychological theories would be consciousness, which is the aspect of the psyche that encompasses our current thoughts, perceptions, and awareness. The unconscious, according to some psychological theories, particularly those of Sigmund Freud, the unconscious contains thoughts, memories, desires, and impulses of which we're not consciously aware, but still influence our behavior. Then we have the ego, ID, and superego. It's Freud's structural model that divides the psyche into three parts. The ID is the instinctual pleasure-seeking aspect. The ego is the realistic part that mediates between the desires of the ID and the morals of the superego. The superego is the moral conscious aspect of our being, or of the psyche. Now, there is also that concept of Carl Jung, the collective unconscious, that was proposed again by the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. According to Jung, the collective unconscious is a part of the unconscious mind, shared by all human beings, containing universal patterns and symbols called archetypes. These archetypes are innate, inherent structures that shape our thoughts, behaviors, and experiences. Jung believed that the collective unconscious is formed by cumulative experiences of our ancestors and is composed of instincts and predispositions common to all humanity. Now, unlike the personal unconscious, which contains individual experiences and memories unique to each person, the collective unconscious transcends personal history, and it is that reservoir of shared human experiences. And I pretty much agree with Carl Jung on this one, but it's something to be shared beyond this episode. And then we have the cognition. This term refers to the mental processes involved in gaining knowledge, comprehension, including thinking, knowing, remembering, judging, and problem solving. Now, I will not limit things to just these, but these are key components of the human psyche as understood by various psychological theories. All right. Now we are moving on to spirituality and the psyche. And I'll be very brief on this because our next episode is going to be on the spiritual dimension of our multidimensional nature. So I think I'll leave most of the discussion for that episode. But beyond the confines of traditional psychology lies a realm of spirituality, a domain that recognizes interconnectedness of all things and delves deep into the very depths of our souls. Again, spirituality offers us a unique perspective on the human psyche, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all beings and the quest for transcendence. In spiritual traditions around the world, the psyche is seen as more than just a product of biology and environment. It is seen as more than a product of our biology and environment. It's a reflection of our divine essence, a portal to higher realms of consciousness. And central to many spiritual traditions is the notion of the soul, an eternal essence that transcends the limitations of the physical realm. Central to most spiritual traditions is the notion of the soul, the psyche, that is, the eternal essence that transcends the limitations of this physical realm. Now, practices such as meditation, prayer, and introspections in this realm of study or exploration of the human psyche are employed to cultivate deeper understanding of the self and to attain spiritual enlightenment. Spirituality also offers us a framework for moral and ethical development, guiding individuals towards a harmonious relationship with the divine, themselves, others, and the cosmos beyond. So we will again discuss the spiritual dimension of our multidimensional nature in the upcoming episode. But for now, this is my little sharing on spirituality and the human psyche. So we are moving on to philosophy and the human psyche. The realm of philosophy has long grappled with questions concerning the nature of the human psyche, exploring concepts such as consciousness, identity, and free will. See, philosophical inquiries into the mind-body problem, dualism, and monism have shed light on the complex relationship, but you cannot look at the psyche and want to view it with just one lens. In this intersection of spirituality, philosophy, and psychology, we find a rich tapestry of perspectives on the nature of the psyche. Moreover, ethical theories such as virtue ethics, utilitarianism, and deontology provide frameworks for understanding human behavior and moral decision making. So I believe that we cannot look at the psyche and want to view it with just one lens. In this intersection of spirituality, philosophy, and psychology, we find a rich tapestry of perspectives on the nature of the psyche. Some see it as a labyrinth journey of self-discovery and transformation. One of the most intriguing aspects of the psyche is its multidimensional nature. Just as the physical world is composed of multiple dimensions beyond our perception, so is the realm of the psyche. Beyond our conscious awareness lies a realm of subconscious and unconscious. Again, beyond our conscious awareness lies the realm of the subconscious and the unconscious, the repositories of our deepest fears, desires, and memories. And beyond even that lies a realm of the collective unconscious, the shared reservoir of archetypal symbols and motives that shape our collective experience as human beings. And hey, again, our psyche is a vast landscape. Integrating insights from spirituality, philosophy, and psychology provides a holistic understanding of the human psyche, and acknowledging its multifaceted nature and inherent complexities helps us as we engage our psyche, especially in efforts for wellness. Remember, spirituality offers that transcendent perspective of the self, whilst philosophy engages in critical reflection and conceptual analysis. Psychology will, in its complement, employ empirical evidence and scientific methodologies that will help us as we come to the space of trying to learn more. See, integrating insights from spirituality, philosophy, and psychology provides us a holistic understanding of the human psyche, acknowledging its multifaceted nature and inherent complexities. So I know for most people, they'd rather one than the other, but I would like us to also take to cognizance that even though these three realms be distinct, they are also complementary to each other, especially in our study of our human psyche. So you know that whilst spirituality offers a transcendent perspective of the self, philosophy engages in critical reflection and conceptual analysis. And with psychology, you have employment of empirical evidence and scientific methodologies that help you as you are navigating this fear of one's multifaceted nature. And it is very important that as we engage the human psyche, we remember that it isn't the only facet of our beings that is being impacted by these very distinct realms or fields of study. So we want to maybe open ourselves, approach our study of the human psyche, the human soul, the human mind with openness and open-mindedness. By synthesizing these diverse perspectives, we can cultivate a deeper appreciation of our shared humanity and rich tapestry of the human experience. Again, I don't want to go on forever on this. It was just a gloss over, and I'd love for us to just, you know, go on to how can we integrate insights from these three realms, these very distinct yet complementary realms, to foster holistic understanding and wellness of our human psyche. One approach is through practices such as meditation, mindfulness, introspection, techniques that allow us to quiet the chatter of the mind and connect with our innermost selves. And remember, by delving into the depths of our psyche, we get to explore our inner world. We can uncover hidden patterns, heal past wounds, and unlock our true potential. We get to know ourselves in a more meaningful way than we would ever get to know ourselves if we're not engaging our psyche. And another approach is through exploration of methodology, symbolism, and sacred texts, sources of wisdom that offer insights into the universal themes and archetypes that shape our psyche. By studying these texts, these timeless stories, we can gain deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the grand tapestry of existence. Lastly, I recommend employing insights of psychology, whether it be through consultations with a licensed therapist, seasonally or regularly. It doesn't matter, as long as you get help and support when you need it. And also access and consume credible content provided by professionals or knowledgeable persons in this field of psychology. This will help support you in between sessions, which is something I highly recommend. It could be through books, through videos, but ensure that the content you're consuming is from professionals who are knowledgeable persons in the field of psychology. Sometimes we can get things wrong out there. A lot of people get things wrong. And if you do not seek out information from knowledgeable people, it can be a problem. It can be a challenge. So ensure that you're consuming content that comes from knowledgeable people and professionals in the field of psychology as you are employing the insights of psychology on your journey. This will help, again, support you in between sessions, which is something I highly recommend. What I also recommend is that one gets to know themselves and acknowledge that we all need help at some point or another on our life's journey. So whether one believes or do not believe in talking to somebody about whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to understand that it is very important that one has a safe and confidential space as you explore your inner world. Self-exploration is a journey full of surprises, and one has to be open and ready to receive whatever they find in the inner parts of their beings. These inner parts are full of things, and sometimes we find ourselves discovering things about ourselves or even events or things that have shaped who we've become over time. And we find it difficult to accept. We find it difficult to deal with the challenges that we find ourselves facing on our journey to this inner discovery, self-exploration. We need to be open and ready to receive whatever it is that we find in the inner paths of our being, and accept that you will need help. You will need help. We all need help on one's journey of discovery, healing, redefining, and transformation growth. We need help. We need support. One can see, again, a therapist or a licensed coach that is also knowledgeable in the field of psychology. And if such a person is not knowledgeable in the field of psychology, ensure that you get a coach that would be willing to share you with your psychologist, and make sure that you are open to them referring you to the services of a psychologist when it is needed and maybe you don't even see it. Be sure that that person has in them the capacity to refer you to others when there is need for professional help beyond their skill set. Right. I highly recommend that you see both a coach and a therapist. A lot of people don't believe in psychology. They want to see coaches instead, but I advocate for seeing both, for having both a coach and a psychologist. And if you have a psychologist who is also a coach, it's to your benefit. But again, it is important that you see someone, and it is good to have the support of both. And sometimes I prefer that we see both a coach and a therapist, have them be separate people, because you don't want to blur the lines between therapy and coaching, right? So it is imperative that you get the necessary support, get adequate support on your journey, to discovering, healing, redefining, and transformational growth. Your engaging your psyche isn't just about getting to know what's in your inner world for the sake of no sake, but it is to help you heal or even become the very best of who you are. You know, be the very best of the being you created to be, the very best of the being that you are. One can consider the therapist a tour guide that guides them through the complex labyrinth of emotions and thoughts. Again, these professionals offer a safe, no judgment, and confidential space where one can explore their inner world, also offering insights, strategies, and coping mechanisms to help one navigate the challenges they may come to realize on their journey of exploration and just everyday life challenges. You know, they provide insights and strategies and coping mechanisms to help you navigate your journey. And also, they support you in your management of mental wellness and well-being. They help you. They support you as you try to be mentally well. They help you in management of your mental well-being. So why not? Why not? I again encourage people to employ the services of a psychologist, a licensed therapist to assist them, whether be it on a seasonal or regular basis. You need support on your journey. I think I'll stop here, but ultimately the exploration of the psyche is a journey of self-discoveries and self-transcendence, a journey that invites us to embrace the fullness of our humanity and awaken to the divine spark that resides within each and every one of us. As we continue on this journey, may we be guided by curiosity, compassion, and willingness to delve into the depths of our beings. I believe it is important, for it is through this exploration that we come to know ourselves more fully and live a life of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. In our next episode, we will continue the exploration of our multidimensional nature with a special focus on the spiritual dimension of our being. I hope you are going to tune in and will continue to journey with us as we talk heart to heart. Now remember, this podcast show is available with all its content on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and of course our website at www.agapawellness-center.com. Center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, center. We are available to you. Like, subscribe, and share. Tune in again for more. You can also reach out to us through social media. We are available to you on Instagram as Agapa Wellness Coaching and on Twitter as at Agapa Wellness CC, or go to our website at www.agapawellness-center.com, or send us an email at info@agapawellness-center.com. Well, I have had a great time here with you. I really enjoyed my time with you, but it is time for me to love you and leave you. I'm your host, Mendes, signing out. Until the next episode, shalom.